USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wake held yesterday for a New York City police detective who was among the responders on September 11, 2001 at the Twin Towers site and went on to become an advocate for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. Yesterday at his wake, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he saw Alvarez right before he died a few days ago, and all he wanted was the Senate to pass the updated compensation bill.
We will get the bill passed in his name so that so many other families will not have to have the anguish that so many have had in the past.
Private payroll firm ADP says the nation's economy created only 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, not much of an improvement over May's weak growth of just over 41,000. The government jobs report's due Friday. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One of America's biggest car guys has passed away. A giant in the auto industry, Lee Iacocca, was 94. He told graduates at MIT's commencement back in 1985,
"Your future depends on an America that can hook and jab in the international marketplace."
Iacocca, known for helping Ford design and introduce its first Mustang, he also helped save Chrysler from bankruptcy when he worked with the United Auto Workers to get $1.5 billion loan from the U.S. government. They've not yet done it in humans, but they say this is promising. Researchers from Temple and the University of Nebraska say they have eliminated HIV from the DNA of infected mice for the first time. Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department says about 221,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week. Biggest hikes in first-time claims were in California, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Firefighters continue to battle a huge fire at a Jim Beam warehouse in Kentucky. The fire started just before midnight local time, spreading from one warehouse to another in Woodford County, which is about an hour east of Louisville. Reports are crews put out the fire in one warehouse, but a second warehouse is still burning and has 45,000 barrels of bourbon inside it. Fire officials say crews might not be able to get that fire fully extinguished until sometime tonight. They already are speculating a lightning strike is what sparked it. Immigration and Customs Enforcement issuing fines to immigrants who have taken sanctuary in churches. ICE has confirmed that it's been delivering notices to undocumented immigrants saying that they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars, an amount their lawyers say would be impossible for them to pay. The agency says it can legally fine immigrants who have an order to leave the country nearly $800 for each day they've refused to comply. Reports are some immigrants who have taken sanctuary in churches have been issued the huge fines already. And the iguana population's exploding in Florida, as state officials say the problem's gotten so bad, they're urging residents to kill the green lizards on their property whenever they can. They say the proliferation is causing erosion and degradation to infrastructure. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.